Think of me and fight. Always think of me and fight. One will acknowledge in Krishna consciousness. That is a lot like that.
The last line is, if one is in full Krishna consciousness and if his life is devoted to his transcendental service, he is perfect. He says, and if his life is devoted to his transcendental service, if his life is devoted to his transcendental service, his meaning Krishna, he is perfect. He says, if one is in full Krishna consciousness, and if his life is devoted, if his life is devoted.
Life is devoted. Oh, again. Life is devoted. Yes. Then he is perfect. Read the translation.
Translation. Therefore, get up and prepare to fight.
Get up and fight. Tasmat utishtha. Tasmat utishtha jasala bhasva. Sato bhunkyo jitva bhunkyo
rajyam samradham maya vete
mehata
hata jinita matram bhava sabda sajina.
Yes, he's reading.
Therefore, get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Shavya Sachin, can be but an instrument in the fight.
Yeah. Krishna says, they have been already destroyed, isn't it? According to my arrangement, they are already destroyed. You just become an instrument in my hand. He says, that's the fact. Krishna does everything. Krishna's will acts. Krishna ichamatra balavati. Krishna Ichha means will, power, will. Krishna's will is very powerful, potential. Everything takes place here according to the will of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. You understand? If Krishna doesn't will, even you cannot lift a blade of grass, will you?
No.
It's the will of Krishna. The creation, maintenance and destruction of this cosmic manifestation are taking place according to the will of the Supreme Lord, isn't it? Everything is happening here as per the will of the Supreme Lord. So Krishna says, they have already been cured, isn't it? Who has killed them? Maya kutastam. They are killed by me, Krishna says. Maya kutastam jahi mahamitishta. You see, he showed that thing in this, in his universal form. How they are here. So nitai uttamangi. Arjuna saw in his universal, very terrific, universal form, how the heads of the warriors are being crushed. By the teeth of that fearful, terrific universal. So Krishna says that they are already killed. You don't be disturbed. Don't be afraid. You just become an instrument in my hand. This is most important instruction. A living entity cannot do anything unless Krishna sanctions. You understand? Jiva ki korite pare, tumi na korile. Icha matro, asa matro jiva kore, tobo icha hobe. But tumi na thakche. Oh Lord, what a living entity can do unless you do? Living entity only supposes, but you dispose. It's common saying, man supposes, God disposes. Isn't it? Krishna is the supreme or ultimate sanctioning authority, anumanda. Unless he sanctions, nothing will take place. You understand? So as for his sanctioning, as for his will, this Kurukshetra battle has taken place. Isn't it? So as for his will, all of the warriors are killed. He's already killed. Krishna says, Maya hatastam jahimāgatiṣṭhā. They're already killed. But how are they standing there? Ready for fighting? If they're killed, how is it that they're standing and ready for fighting? How is it?
Well, for Krishna, there's no time doesn't have any effect. So if he decides that they're killed, then they're... For Krishna, there's no time. So if he decides they're killed, then they're killed. Time doesn't have any effect.
Don't agree. Don't agree. Pasal pasal ka thakal na. 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 Yes.
I would say that for Krishna there's no time, so for us it may appear that...
No time?
No.
Krishna has no time?
Well, he's not affected by time.
Not affected by time. Yes.
So, for him, if they're killed already, they're killed already, but for us they may appear not.
Yeah. It's a question of time factor. Krishna, by mere willing of Krishna, they are already dead. They are already killed. But here in this material plane, it is just awaiting for that movement. The Arjun to be instrument and apparently Arjun to be killer. Isn't it? It's apparent. But factually or actually, Krishna does it. Krishna kills. Isn't it? This is the thought for here. Because Krishna wants to give all glory, fame, victory, everything for Arjuna is dear devotee. Therefore it says, Nimitta Matra Bhava Sabda Sadhi. Sabda Sadhi. Most important name of Arjuna. Sabda Sadhi means expert archer, warrior. Arjuna can shoot arrows with both the hands, right hand and left hand. Very expert. So is known as Sabda Sadhi. That is the real purpose of the word Sabda Sadhi. Very expert. Isn't it? And this is a lesson for one and all living entities. One should not think that he can do or he is the doer. અહંકાર મૂળ આત્મા કરતા અહી મંદિર પ્રવેશ વિશે આત્મા બિલ્ડર સો ઈગો ઇઝ વેરી ગ્રેટ અહંકાર મૂળ આત્મા ઈ થિંગ્સ ઇન સેલ્ફ ધ ડોર બટ એક્ચ્યુઅલી ઇઝ નોટ ધ ડોર કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ધ ડોર કૃષ્ણ કરતા કૃષ્ણ કરતા કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ધ ડોર unless Krishna does, what a living entity can do? Cannot do anything. Huh? This has been said here. Krishna says, I've already killed them. You just become an instrument and kill them. Then Krishna's will act. He is a supreme will, a supreme in all respect, a supreme personality of God. Will is supreme. Do you understand? So, another point is here that Krishna very affectionate versus his devotees. His devotees are very dear to him. Bhaktavachcha. And he protects his devotees. Pandeya pradijani name bhaktapranasyata. Already said. If someone completely surrenders himself at his lotus feet, he is protected by Krishna. You will never perish. Krishna protects. Arjuna is a great devotee, dear devotee. Bhakta asime, shakha asime, priya asime. Repeatedly Krishna said this thing. You are my devotee, you are very dear to me, you are my friend, very dear friend. Arjuna. So Arjuna is under complete protection of Krishna. So he should not be afraid of any circumstances, because devotee is always protected by Krishna. So Krishna says, nimitta matro bhava shabda sadhi. You just become an instrument. You have to do nothing. Only just an instrument. Because Krishna does it. This is most important. And one who is a devotee, he knows this thing very well. One who knows Krishna, he knows everything. And only devotee knows Krishna. Krishna reveals himself before his devotee. Naam prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samadhita mudhaya nabhijana. Krishna says, I do not manifest myself everywhere or before everybody. You see? I am always covered up with my yoga maya. Isn't it? But he manifests himself before his devotee. He cannot hide himself before his devotee. He may hide himself. But the devotee knows. He cannot hide. Though he tries to hide, he cannot hide before his dear devotee. Devotee can see him, devotee knows him. So Krishna cannot hide himself. Always manifest before his devotee. Tasyam na pranasyami satsame na pranasyami. Sixth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, the devotee is not, I'm safe for that. I always see him, he always sees me. You understand? He is not beyond my vision. That means Krishna says his devotee. Devotee says Krishna. Tasyana prasyami satanena prasyati. So he saw this thing as Arjuna was his devotee, like this universal power. And thereby I saw how he had already killed them. This is only of this devotee. So one should take a lesson from it. Become a devotee of Krishna. Then you will be free from all anxiety, all fear. Understand? And you will be protected in all circumstances. That is taught here. Because this is teaching to all humanity through Arjuna. It's teaching to all humanity through Arjuna. Manmanava homad bhakta madjaji mang namaskaram. Sarvadharmanpa ite jyamami ko sarvam. Think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Pay obeisance to me. Then you can come to me. Abandon all sorts of the religion. Just surrender unto me. That's the last and most important instruction. And Arjuna has done so. Arjuna has said that. Kariseva janam bhava. Last part of 18th chapter. Arjuna will say, Nastamoho sunti labdhva tattva sadha maya sutta. Sitas mingata sandeha kariseva janam bhava. Achyuta, O Lord, out of your causeless mercy, all my doubts are dispelled, my delusion is gone. Isn't it? Now I can remember my eternal relationship with you. Isn't it? Nastamoho sunti labdha tatpusat karise. Now I'll do whatever you desire, you will. Krishna wills, desires that Arjuna should fight and kill them. He could understand it now. Now he fought and killed them. In the beginning, he was unwilling to fight. Now he's willing. You understand? But the so-called material scientist, great scientist, philosopher, pandit, they can't understand it. They say, maybe or perhaps like that. There is no question of maybe or perhaps. Everything is perfectly going on here according to the arrangement of Krishna. No maybe perhaps. And devotee knows it. One is not a devotee, he cannot know and understand these things. This has been said. Maya is doing a thankless job, doing very good work, isn't it?
Yes.
What work? What is that good work?
Good work is keeping those living entities that aren't qualified to... Keeping those living entities that aren't qualified to go to Krishna, away from Krishna. Keeping them in...
Maya is giving losses, you see? Losses, civil losses, most civil losses. Until you turn your face towards Krishna, Maya is giving us.
Yes.
So this is the good work.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Oh, Maya is doing a thankless job. If Maya doesn't give losses, you won't turn your face towards Krishna. Therefore, she is giving you opportunity. Isn't it?
Yes.
So Maya is doing very nice work.